Howdy folks, Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Want to let you know it is time to sit back, grab your cup of coffee, let's get the day started right. With none other than the host of today's show, five-time world champion bullfighter, Rob Smith.
Wednesday morning here today. Here's a little food for thought. Psalm 118:24. This is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a non-renewable resource. Once it's gone forever. Our responsibility as thoughtful believers is to use this day in the service of God's will and in the service of His people. When we do so, we enrich our lives and the lives of those whom we love. Well, there's a little food for thought this morning as you fire up that cup of coffee. And Scott, good to be back.
Yes, sir, Rob. It's been a while, but we are glad to have you back here. And man, there's nothing better than grabbing a good cup of coffee and hearing the word, you know, with Rob, man. What's happening?
Well, things are good. God's good. I'm just waiting on my partner, Miles Hare. He'll be up here later today, and we're going to travel up to Ignacio, Colorado for the Brian Hallett Memorial Bull Riding and Bullfighting Contest on Friday and Saturday night right there on the New Mexico-Colorado border.
That's right. Well, you know, and I've had the opportunity to travel with you, Rob. Are you going to make him drive the whole way like you did me?
Well, he'll get to drive a pretty good portion. He drives a pretty good portion just getting to my house. It's about 8 hours from Miles' house to my house, so I'm pretty sure I'll get the first driving from here.
I was just giving you a hard time because I know you ended up driving most of the way.
I'm not afraid of that wheel.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you and Miles Hare, I can only imagine. I'd love to be a fly on that wall for those road trips.
Well, you know, we both really look forward to it a lot. We've been putting on several schools together, and the getting in the car and going for the road trip and getting to talk about old times and then go and pass it on, pay it forward to some of these young guys that come to the school and see some guys that have got a lot of talent, it makes for a fun weekend.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and from what I understand, that's going to be a pretty good show up there in Colorado this weekend. You know, I know that it's going to be a lot of bullfighters up there, and with that protection style matchup, you know, it's going to be really good. And you know, those guys are going to be shaking at the knees when they've got two legends judging them.
Well, hopefully they do things right, so we don't have to get them with a pencil too bad. But this is the fifth annual memorial for Brian Hallett, and then they're also having the big Rex Dunn bullfight in Ada, Oklahoma. So for all the people in this area down here, you want to go see some good freestyle action with 14, I think it'll be 18 of the best freestyle bullfighters in the country. They'll all be there trying to win the big Ada bullfight, and Rex Dunn, well, Rex, he always brings some smoke.
Oh, you know he does, and this is really a cool thing because, of course, it's right here in my backyard, you know. I mean, I'm only 30 minutes away from Ada, and, well, you can bet that we'll be there this weekend, so it'll be a good time, and I really look forward to that.
Well, since it's 30 minutes from your house, I think you should jump in the truck and drive to Colorado then.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, if you're swinging through this area, I'll sure enough jump in that truck with you and Miles, but I don't know if I can do that drive.
I'm not coming to Oklahoma first to go to Colorado. That won't be a lot easier in Oklahoma.
Well, then I think I'll just stick with staying around Ada and go watch me some good bullfighting action down here.
Now, it'll be good, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So, Rob, man, before we really get into it, you know, of course, this is your first show back here in a while, and want to let all the fans know that we do have phone lines open so they can give us a call and sit back and talk with you if they have questions, bullfighting questions, just rodeo questions in general. I mean, and I don't think there's many people out there that know more about the rodeo business than yourself. But, yeah, they can give us a call, 646-915-9940. And we'll be happy to put them on the line.
Call in, give us a shout. We can talk a little bit of everything.
Oh, that's for sure. And so, Rob, what have you been up to lately, man? I know you're obviously heading to Colorado this weekend, but what else has been happening in the world of Rob Smets?
Well, we've been doing some schools. A little over a month ago, I went to the Czech Republic over to Prague and shot a commercial. I'm not at liberty at this time to talk about the commercial, but, boy, you want to talk about a lot of history in a country over there. I walked into a church that was built in 1273. That's 219 years before Columbus found the New World.
Wow.
A lot of great architecture over there. We really enjoyed it. I got to take Florida along with me. So we had a real good time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, she actually is a school teacher, right?
Carla's a science teacher, yeah. She's teaching eighth grade science right now.
I'm sure she had a lot of stories to share with a lot of her students out there about the history. It's a shame she's not teaching history because, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of it there over there in the Czech. And, man, that must have been a great opportunity.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was over at Michael Jones, the team roper's house, and we shot a show for All Around Performance Horse, which aired this past weekend. And, boy, I got to sit down and watch it and was really pleased at how it all ended up. You know, we had a lot of good roping, and I got to share a little bit about me getting saved and just about things that have happened in my life. And it was a lot of fun, and the way that they edited it and put the show together, I couldn't have been more tickled, especially getting to play Rob Smets Easter Sunday morning at 7:30 in the morning and getting to share about getting saved and about what God's done in my life. So that was probably the highlight of my year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's going to be hard to top off. You know, I mean, last year you go out and you receive the Jim Shoulders Award, which I'm sure was probably your highlight of last year. And this year you start off, and of course, this show airs Easter Sunday. Man, what a blessing that is and an opportunity. Stepping out of the bullfighting business, you know, you've really got into the team roping deal, and you can throw a rope pretty good from what I understand.
Well, I need to keep working on it. I got to go over and visit Michael Jones a little more. And I watch his video that he came out with on the edge that anybody that's wanting to learn to team rope or to improve their team roping, son, I'm going to recommend get that video because that guy, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a man that can rope feet. If you want to learn, that's the guy that can teach you.
Now, does he have a website or anything where these fans can go over and check out his videos and maybe pick them up?
Yeah, they can go teamroping.com, I believe it is, and type in Michael Jones, just Google search it, and you'll be able to go. He's got a Facebook page, he's got a website, and they give lessons at their ranch right there, just out of Hyco, which is just on the outskirts of Stephenville. So, like I said, if you want to help your team open some, that'd be the visit. That's the stop and the visit to make.
You bet. Yeah, sounds like it for sure. Well, you know, I think I'm more of the guy to sit back there with a cold one or soda and drive that roping dummy, you know, and pull that sled a little bit. I'm not much of swinging the rope myself, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't like to learn, that's for sure. You can bet if I have a chance, I'll get down there to Michael Jones's.
And you pulled the sled real well at my house.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, there's always a way to find work for somebody out there at the Rob Smets Ranch, so you can bet on that. You just had a couple bullfighters down at your place, am I right?
I have. Logan Blaisdell and Eric Schwent, two of the guys that went to our school up in Washington a year ago. They came down last year and they won the protection match at Livingston, Texas, and then the next day they went up to the Big Bull Sale in Fort Worth, Texas. They won the protection match there. They went to Texarkana the other day and were judged by Ronnie and Donnie Sparks and won the protection match there. Then they were up there at Meeker, Oklahoma this past weekend and ended up third. So they've won 3 out of 4. The boys fight bulls pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so. And, of course, they actually had the chance to go to yours and Miles' schools. And, you know, I know you're doing a lot of those and working with Gary LaFue as well with the bull riding side of things. But how are your schools doing?
You know, the schools have been really well received and have gone well. And obviously, you know, when you turn out some students that go and start beating guys, and we've got another young man, Cody Emerson, won a freestyle bullfight. And I believe Cody's going to Ada, so it'll be interesting to see how he does there. And the schools have gone well. I'm really excited. In July, actually, LaFue and I are going to Australia to put 2 schools on in Rockhampton, Queensland.
Yeah, don't remind me, Rob. I'm already jealous, and my wife is already trying to make a way, see if she can't squeeze into one of your carry-on bags to get out there, because that's a dream of ours to one day hit the island over there. And man, I'm telling you, what an opportunity that's going to be for you guys to teach a lot of those bullfighters over there. Now, of course, I'm a big fan of Shane Mad Dog Simpson, and I know that you know him pretty well. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, I know Mad Dog. He's a good guy.
Are you going to have an opportunity to see him out there?
You know, I don't know. I did see that Shane, he's having a school over there this weekend, I think. So hopefully he doesn't take all the students.
Well, that's for sure. But, you know, that's the cool thing about going to different schools is, you know, you're going to be able to learn so much. And it's an opportunity for anybody that's interested in it or has been around it for a long time, you know, to fine-tune some of your skills, maybe kind of you know, it's an opportunity for guys like yourself to recognize maybe some bad habits that some of these guys are getting into, and they can correct them there, you know, when they're getting in front of them. And that way, when it comes down to a performance, you know, they're going to be at the top of their game.
Yeah. The biggest thing I see at schools that a person has to keep reminding guys is you got to breathe and you just got to slow down.
You're right, and I remember I was at that school in Livingston with you, and I can remember hearing that quite a bit from yours. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things you have to reinstill in these guys, and it's just repetitive, you know. Sometimes they forget, you know, and I know I've been guilty of it myself, climbing down on the back of those bulls in the bucking chutes, you know. Sometimes you just got to slow down and breathe.
That old motor gets running, and you just got to remember, you know, you got to get back to the fundamentals and slow things down. Hey, what about the bull riding world a little bit? Let's look at, you know, you start looking at the PRCA bull riding standings, and top of the list is Cody Teal, and then you got Cody Samora, one from Cortez, Colorado, one from Koontz, Texas, and, you know, we got a couple new names up there on the leaderboard. Trey Benton from Rock Island, Texas, is sitting fourth. Brett Stahl from Minnesota, sitting sixth. You know, there's been a pretty good shakeup right now in the top 15.
Absolutely. You know, and we have been watching real close, and you know, a guy like Cody Teal is really coming on strong. I mean, he is just dominating. Seems like everywhere he goes. Now, you know, you still have the competitive nature, and you still have J.W. Harris up there in the top, Artie Meyer, you know, and then, of course, the young rookie from last year, Chandler Bounds, you know. Those guys are making a strong run, but you have a lot of young guns that have come into this picture going into Cowboy Christmas. Now, what do you think? I mean, do you think that Cowboy Christmas is going to really separate the men from the boys?
Well, Cowboy Christmas, I mean, it's still a ways off before they even get there. Of course, the big key thing is being able to stay healthy, you know. But these guys, I mean, Cody Teal's already got 55,000. Heck, he's 11,000 over Samora in second place. He's got 23,000 on J.W. Harris. So, you know, if he can just keep drawing good and keep riding them, staying healthy is going to be the big key. Of course, Cowboy Christmas, you know, when that 4th of July run comes up, and being able to stay healthy and just You know, you can ride bulls, but you still got to get off of them and get away from them safely. So that's where the guys that have got good fundamentals and know how to take care of themselves, and also the guys that make sure that they work out, because somebody that's in good shape is a lot harder to hurt than somebody that's not.
Oh, you can bet on that. You know, one of the impressive things that I'm seeing this year is, you know, we saw LJ Jenkins last year, PBR bull rider, who's also been competing in the PRCA standings. And, you know, he was at the Wrangler National Finals last year. You know, it kind of had a tough go at it. But, you know, he's back up there in the top 20. I mean, he's just outside of there, and he's looking pretty strong this year as well. You know, he's been doing really good in the PBR, and I think that LJ could certainly be one to contend with those guys there at the when it's all said and done there in Las Vegas.
Well, he didn't have too bad of a go out there by winning the average out there.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I do stand corrected. you're exactly right. He did have a good run there. But I would say that LJ is certainly you know, one of the guys that I would look out for. I mean, don't count him out just yet. He's got a long run, and you know, the PBR will be heading into their break here, I think, next month, and you know, that's going to give him an opportunity to really reach out to some of these PRCA rodeos.
Well, and then you've got, you know, as we mentioned, you've got the three-time world champion J.W. Harris that's rolling right along there, sitting in fifth place, 20,000. Ahead of JW is not a comfortable enough margin. That guy, you know, seasoned veteran, he knows how to play the game, and he's been around a long time. Seth Glaus is another one, Trevor Kastner, Douglas Duncan. You know, you've got some good guys sitting right there, Bobby Welsh and Paul Capini, to round out the top 20 at the moment. Capini, that young boy from Idaho, he rides really well, and Bobby Welsh has been to the finals heck a half a dozen times.
Oh, I know it. You know, and that's, you know, these veterans that are kind of sitting back there right now, I don't think they're sweating one bit. And just like you said, you know, we saw that last year. I mean, Shane Proctor and J.W. Harris, really, I mean, you know, Shane had a pretty good run at the beginning of the season. He had a really, you know, good margin. But when it came down to it, you know, down there to Las Vegas, J.W. really put a run on it. And I really think that, of course, it's going to do it again. Those guys are not threatened at all.
Well, and, you know, Proctor, obviously he's not in the top 20 right now because he's still recovering from the surgery, but that guy can ride with anybody.
Oh, you bet he can. You bet he can. You know, there's another name that I've actually seen there in the standings this morning. I was kind of really impressed to see and glad to see him out there, and that's Tony Mendez. You know, I haven't really heard a whole lot about him this year, and it seems like that, you know, he's making a run at the PRCA standings, and he's only sitting in 22nd, and I'd like to see him make it there to Las Vegas in December.
You know, Tony Mendez has played the game for quite a while, a seasoned veteran that, you know, the one thing about Tony, he stays in good shape. If he can keep his focus, that is the key. You know, Tony, he gets himself going in so many different directions, and I say this with the utmost of respect for Tony because I've known him a long time. But not getting himself too stretched thinly, and being able to keep his focus, that guy is a contender with anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. You bet. You can bet on that, Rob. Well, I got to tell you, you know, these standings, like I said, they're going to change drastically, I think, going into Cowboy Christmas. And, man, we're going to see a lot of exciting things happen. But those young guns, Cody Teal and Cody Samora, those guys are really just at the top of their game right now. And as long as they can stay healthy, I think we're going to see them there in contention at the end as well.
Right. Then we get back over there to the real big boys. Let's not fool ourselves, because the big boys are in that brand that says PBR. You got J.D. Mooney with $197,000 in 13 events. I'm going to say he's really struggling, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, J.B. is riding better than I have seen him ride in quite some time. You know, it seems like he's got his swagger back and knows how to do it. Now, of course, 2 weeks ago, he actually had to undergo hand surgery. So he's out of the game for 4 to 6 weeks. and been watching kind of Tandy's posts and seeing what he has to offer. I think that we'll see JB come back right before the break. And obviously, you know, I mean, he's going to have some ground to cover because he's got some Brazilians chasing him. And you know that those guys are going to be covering these bulls while JB is out.
Well, and as you mentioned right there, you've got Valderon. You know, JB's at a 62% riding percentage, and he's only 101 points ahead of Valderon. So if he's out 4 to 6 weeks, you can plan on Valderon's going to come catch him. Chances are pretty good Marco's going to catch him. Last year's champion Silvano's only 1,200 out, and he's at a 66% riding percentage. That, you know, you've got a few guys right there that are going to come and gather a lot of ground on him in a hurry.
Absolutely, you know, and I mean, shoot, just that whole top 10 alone has been really strong coming on this year. You know, I'm really impressed with these guys that have stepped out. You know, last year, the American Bull Riders really had a tough go at it. But this year, they have stepped up their game, and I've been really impressed to see them week in and week out compete against the Brazilians and just ride consistently. I mean, you look at the overall standings, like you're saying, with JB and his percentage and you know, going down the list. I mean, LJ Jenkins is riding almost 50% of his bulls.
Right. Well, and it's the first time in 3 or 4 years that the top 10, that they are not more Brazilians in there than Americans. There's four Brazilians and six Americans now, and that's a first for a long time.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, you got to talk about a young guy that really is impressive. He's actually not a young guy. He's an older guy. But, you know, I mean, he's really had to work his way in, and he's only been on the Built Four Tough Series for a time. That's Justin Kuhn, riding pretty consistent right now, and he's making a statement. I mean, he's just sitting outside there in ninth place, and I really think that, you know, a guy like him, he's kind of got his groove on, and as long as he can stay healthy, I think he's gonna be real competitive.
You know, I knew who you were coming with when you started talking, and Justin Kuhn, the guy's a class act, good kid, always got a smile on his face, rides bulls real good. Like you said, he's not a youngster, he's been around a while, you know, he's had a few bad breaks, but this kid can really ride and has a lot of talent.
Yeah, he really does, you know. And I think a lot of it may have to do with his age. Just me personally, I know when I started riding bulls, I wasn't in, you know, but in my 20s, and this guy kind of got a late start, but he's smart, you know. He's really knowledgeable when it comes down to thinking and reacting, and he's got the abilities, he's strong enough, and he's healthy enough to make those reaction moves, so he's, you know, he's covering bulls, and man, I give the guy a lot of credit, and you're right, he is a class act. I've met him a couple times, and a lot of fun to be around.
All right, if you're gonna take an outside pick, let's just say here we are, early April, almost tax day, who are you going to pick? If you were picking one out of the top 10 guys right now, who's going to win the world?
Outside of the top 10 or somewhere in the top 10?
In the top 10. If you were picking one in the top 10, who are you going to take?
Oh, man. You know, that's a really tough one. I don't know what JB's hand's going to be like when he comes back. If you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd have told you JB Mooney, hands down. I think this was his year. But he's had, you know, he's going to undergo that hand surgery, so it's going to make it tough to see what he does when he comes back. When you go back down the list, I mean, looking at the guys at the top 10, how can you go against the Brazilians? They're riding consistent, and they're covering their bulls. They're still competitive, you know, and, man, you take a guy. I mean, I very well think Silvano could do a repeat. I think Valderon could really step out there and actually make it his year. So.
And you got Renato, a former world champion, in there too. I mean,
that's right.
My dad, you know, rest his soul. Dad always said, "You bet the champ till you beat the champ." So Silvano, you know, you can't, like you said, he's got the best riding percentage and pretty hard to bet against him. But if I wasn't to take a champion, I'm gonna put pressure on a guy that I've always liked him. Always a good guy. Pretty quiet, mild-mannered kind of guy, Won the NFR average last year. I like LJ Jenkins.
Yep, you're right. And, you know, he really is. He's done so well. Just won the event 2 weeks ago. I mean, the guy is covering – he's covering bulls. I think he's just come into it, you know, right where he needs to be. I think that LJ could very well step out there, you know, but there's just so much talent up there, man. And it is hard to pick, you know, really in the top 25. I mean, you got so much talent there, and just depending, there's a lot of bull riding left here in the season.
Well, and as you mentioned in the top, I'm just going down the list, and you've got guys like, you know, Dustin Elliott, that's 36, that's a world champion. And, you know, granted, he's a PRCA world champion, but they don't just give those buckles away either. Then you've got some young guys, Jory Marcus and Ryan McConnell, Cord McCoy, of course, Palermo. I mean, there's so much talent in this top 35 that one guy gets a little bit of momentum on his side, and it's like a snowball.
Yep, you are right about that, Rob. Well, you know, one guy that I'm really impressed with this year, and unfortunately it's going to be the last year that we see him, and that's Chris Shivers. You know, he is doing really well this year, and I think it may be because he knows that it's his last year. What do you think?
Well, and unfortunately, you know, I believe it was 2 weeks ago at Pye's bull riding, they jerked him down and knocked his shoulder out, and I believe he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks now, but he's on the injured reserve list. Let me tell you what, of all the years that I went, I can remember when Chris Shivers had the match, when they did the $1 million match with Little Yellow Jacket, and we were up there in the spring at Pueblo, and he got thrown off. He started a heck of a ride. But he had done PR. He got up at 5 in the morning, did PR on the radios, on the news. Everybody asking him, what's it going to be like matching for $1 million? And he did all kinds of PR. He missed nothing. And then turned around and he got bucked off. And I remember him sitting over against the arena wall right there. And he kind of had his hands in his head for a minute. And I looked up and I said, come on, champ, get up. You ain't got nothing to be ashamed of, you know. And he walked back in there to all that press and handled that with the grace and the glory of a true champion. And my hat has always been off to Chris Shivers, because it's easy to be the champ and have a smile on your face when you win. But to get beat, you know, with $1 million on the line, which in our sport is a lot, and to be able to keep your head up and still go fulfill the obligations that your sponsors are looking for you to do and just your fans are looking for, and to be able to go in there and do that job, my hat's off to Chris Shivers, and always will be.
Yeah, absolutely. And he really is. He's you know, man, that guy has really made an impact on the sport and on the PBR circuits, you know. It really is an upstanding guy. I've had the opportunity to meet him as well. And I think that really this year it's just come down to the fact that, you know, hey, he knows it's his last year. He's got nothing. He's not working towards next year. You know, he's working for tomorrow, and he's working for today. And I think it's taken a lot of pressure off of him and just allowed him to go out and have fun, which is, of course, what bull riders are looking to do, you know. Love the guy, and we're certainly going to miss him next season.
You know, I opened this book. I got 100 verses for every Christian, and I'm going to read this because then I'm going to talk about the next guy. Everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And we couldn't end this show today without talking about a guy that's had a great career that we were talking about earlier before we came on the air, Wiley Peterson.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just saw there on PBRnow.com that Wiley has decided and made the decision that he is done. And, you know, I think that although his bull riding career may be done, his true calling in the sport of rodeo is just beginning, because that guy is such an impact of the sport. And I mean, he's just a diplomat. You know, this guy knows the ins and outs, and he's such a great leader and teacher. You know, man, you got to tip your hat to a guy like Wally Peterson.
I could see where Wiley could very well become one of the very first bull riders that turns into an agent.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you.
And I also see, without a doubt now, because we all know Wiley's Christianity and his walk with the Lord, there's no doubt that he's going to be going and sharing at some churches, and he's going to keep doing the Lord's work, without a doubt. But I can also see him maybe getting into the agent's business. Like you said, he knows what's expected of guys. He's got a great work ethic. He knows what it is to work out, to get some of those young guys and take him under his wing and give them some tutelage. I can see where that could happen in a hurry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, he is another one that we're going to see, we're going to miss seeing. But, you know, I mean, he's dealt with so many injuries here, you know, these past couple years. And, you know, maybe it's just God's timing that he step out and take another role in the bull riding industry. I don't think Wiley Peterson's going to go too far from the bull riding.
Well, no, he's not going to go far from the bull riding. And like you said, you know, the beatings and the, you know, you can ride a lot of bulls, but you can still land on that ground hard. And this business, it takes its toll on guys. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. You bet. Well, Rob, you know, tell us a bit about some of the things. I mean, are you still doing some of the Touring Pro events coming up this season?
Yeah, I've got some Touring Pro events this season that I'll be announcing. I'll be in Missoula, Montana, and Prescott, Arizona, Lancaster, California, Bernie, Texas. We had one last year. I think they're going back on again. Things have been good. Rifle, Colorado. I do some for Judd Mortensen. You know, Judd and Annie Mortensen have been very good to me. J.C. Trujillo, Johnny Zamrazol. You know, I've been really blessed. I've had a lot of good opportunities, and, you know, I just keep plucking away at them. I really enjoy getting on the mic and being able to share with the fans about the sport that I love so much.
Oh, you know, and I think, you know, I know myself as a fan, being out there, you know, and hearing you, you know, behind the microphone. Now, don't get me wrong, you and I, we've had some lengthy conversations, and I know both of us, we love to talk. But when you get out there in that arena, man, it's just so educational. And I could hear you 100 times and still pick up new and exciting things that you bring to the sport, you know, by educating these fans, and just love it.
Well, and that's what's been fun, you know. I try to educate him a little bit, because we both know I don't have that great, big, deep announcer voice, but hopefully a little bit of my knowledge will carry me further than that big, deep voice will.
Yeah, I think that when it comes down to it, you know, that's what energizes the crowd, excites the crowd, is being educated. You know, I don't have one of those big deep voices either, you know, that's for sure. But you can bet, you know, when you're talking about bull riding and you're passionate about it and you put your passion behind it, you know, man, this game is such a great game that you know, you and I both have had the opportunity to play, and you for several more years more than me. But man, I you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. And I know that the fans really enjoy hearing you out there at the event. I know a lot of the fans that are listening to our show have heard you, and shoot, man, that's what it's all about. They get excited when you get out there in the arena.
Well, and that's the one part about it too. I enjoy announcing from the arena floor. I'm not too much on being up there in that announcer stand. I still like to get down there and be close to the bull a little bit.
I know you do. And speaking of, you know, that's something that we haven't talked about. Now, are you out of the doghouse after the PBR World Finals, and you making your appearance out there and spinning around some bulls?
Well, she wasn't real happy when I made it back up to the seats, because, you know, a lot of people probably thought Carla knew what was happening, and Carla didn't know what was happening. No, the only people that knew what was going on was me, myself and Cody Lambert and Sean Gleason, pretty much. That it was a pretty close group of guys that knew that I was going to fight Bull. The Bullfighters didn't know it till probably 2 hours before the deal, and I asked them if they had a problem with it, and Joe and Shorty and Frank, you know, they just all looked over at me and said, put your stuff on, let's go.
That's right. Yeah, like old times, you know. Man, that, you know, it was definitely exciting. And you know, I mean, even I didn't have a full confirmation, and I rode with you out there to Vegas. And I think until the day that you talked about having some gear bag you had to stash away so Carla didn't see it. Man, that was exciting, and it was such a cool spectacle. You know, it couldn't have happened at a better time with you receiving the Jim Shoulders Award out there. And, you know, it was just neat. It really was. It was special. And I know that you enjoyed yourself, but, boy, I know that Carla was a little upset with you come morning time when she had to fly out.
Yeah, she wasn't thinking it was too cute.
But, you know, I mean, what can you do? You know, when you're so passionate about the game like that, you want to go out on your own terms, and I believe you did that, Rob. And you know, Lord looked after you. You were safe out there. And, boy, I'll tell you, it was nice to see you step in there like you did. It didn't take you long.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, the Jim Shoulders is the man that brought me back to the South. So, almost 30 years ago, I talked to Jim, and he gave me my first opportunity to get out of California and come fight Bulls. And so to do that and then run a big full circle and 30 years later get to be the first person to receive the Jim Shoulders Lifetime Achievement Award, I knew that when Cody told me that I was going to receive that award about being out in Vegas, and I said, well, you know, my dad and Shoulders, they're going to both be sitting up there in heaven looking down. I'm pretty sure Shoulders is going to say, if I'm going to collect something in his name, I probably need to run around a bull, Cody. And Cody said, you think so? And I said, I think so. And I said, I promise you one thing. I won't let you down. And,
that's right.
We talked several times as I prepared, because I went, got a hold of a coach that I used to work out with when I was fighting bulls, and I worked out for 6 weeks to get ready for those three bulls that I got to run around, and if I had to do it again, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know, though. Man, I know it would be hard to get back around Carla again one more time, but I think she's harder to get around than one of those bulls. What do you think?
You might be worse than Crooked Nose.
That's right. Well, listen, Rob, we've still got about 20 minutes left in the show, and I know we actually haven't had any callers call in yet. We got to get some callers calling in, and hopefully we'll get some bullfighters here. So what do you say we take a quick short break, and when we come back, you know, we'll see if we can't get some of those bullfighters on the line or even some of the fans to sit back and talk with you.
Well, hopefully somebody will call in, 646-915-9940. You got a question? Call us up.
That's right. Well, Rob, what do you think, man? We got to come up with a good song here to play. I think I've got a good one here, and let's see if I can't find it in my list. Man, my list keeps growing here. I keep uploading music, and just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But, yeah, we'll find a good song here and sit back, take a short break, and we'll come back here right after this, fans. So you guys are listening to the Morning Coffee Show with Rob Smet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
bills out on the road, and I'd catch me a ride to the rodeo. There's a mule deer laying by the road ahead. Well, he ain't sleeping, he's damn sure dead. Venison frying in the blazing sun. Hand me a ride, come on, someone. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hand me the ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo? There's a buzzard circling up in the sky, and he's looking at me with them beady eyes. Well, I don't know, but I got a hunch he'd rather have me than that deer for lunch. Right now I wish I'd have stayed in school, but I had to be a rodeo cowboy fool. If he could take a look at his son right now. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the road? In a Cadillac, she got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. Hey, need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
That's it. We're back. Man, I'm telling you, that song just kind of cuts off right there. We're going to have to take a look at that one. But anyways, Rob, I was talking to some of the fans during the break here, and they said they're a little actually intimidated. They think you bite a little bit.
What?
I don't know. I'm just passing the word. They said you're kind of a scary guy.
Well, danger is my business.
That's right. But we do have those phone lines open if fans out there do want to call in. This is the Rob Smith Show. I mean, nobody wants to sit back and hear me talk. I talk enough during the week, you know. 646-915-9940. Man, this is but it really is a good show, Rob. And I got to tell you, man, it's so great to have you back on the air and spending time with us and the fans and tell us about what you have going on and what's going on in the rodeo business.
Well, things are good. I mean, I just got to looking at seeing that you had Chris Ledoux checking out the bareback riding world standings, and heck, right up the road, my neighbor, Wes Stevenson from Lubbock, just 2 hours northwest of me, sitting in the lead number one man with 49,000. Then Will Lowe from Canyon, just a little further up the road, 1 and 2. The guy to watch out for is Stephen Dent from Nebraska, though.
Yeah. I would certainly have to agree with you. This guy, of course, we've seen him at the Wrangler National Finals, and you know, he is real competitive. Now, you know, one guy in the bareback that I've got to throw out there, and I've really been impressed with, is Bobby Moat. You know, not only because he's making a statement there, but he's also in the all around average. You know,
well, he's number 2 in the world in the all around right now. Got a little over 6,001 in the team roping. You know, I know I'm going back to Michael Jones, but here a few weeks back over in Stephenville, Texas, they had a big open roping, and Michael got a call from Bobby Moat, and Bobby said, hey, I need a partner. Let's rope there. Michael showed up, and they went and roped, and the best guys in the world were all there, and Bobby and Michael won second in the average.
Wow. You know, and that is so impressive. You know, I would never have expected Bobby Mote to come out and actually get involved with the team roping, you know. Usually, you know, and it's kind of strange, but, you know, you see guys like Trevor Brazil, who's been the all-around cowboy, and you would expect him to do team roping and tie down. But then, you know, you take a look at the rough stock guys, and, you know, Shane Proctor was in contention last year. He was in the bull riding, obviously, and then he went in the saddle bunk, you know. But to see, you know, to see a guy like Bobby Mote do both the timed event and a rough stock event, you know, that says a lot for that guy, and he's definitely a true cowboy in my book.
Well, you know, there's a lot of those rough stock guys that work both ends of the arena. You got Josie Young in the bareback riding that's an avid team roper. You know, a bunch of your bull riders, you go Chris Shivers, Mike White, Evan and Corey Rash, Luke Snyder, Cody Lambert. There's so many. Ross Coleman is a great tour, you know, is good at the timed event end of the arena. I'll tell you what, you could probably take quite a few of them bull riders and they'll go down and match those team ropers at their end and then bring them team ropers up and let's see how well they match at the bull riding end.
Yeah, now that would be interesting to see, that's for sure. But, man, I'll tell you, that is interesting. Now, speaking of the Mike White, now, he does an annual pasture roping. Have you ever been down there to that?
You know, I didn't get to go. I was invited to go this year, and it was Easter weekend, and I went the other way in Texas. I went to West Texas and went and saw that little five-and-a-half-month-old grandson of mine.
That's right. Yeah, he was actually born just after the PBR World Finals. We had to get out of Vegas a little early, which, of course, didn't hurt my feelings at all because, man, Vegas will do it to you. But, yeah, sure enough, that was really interesting, and I know you had a great time during Easter weekend spending time with him.
Yeah, Carter was born actually, 5:30 Halloween night, and yeah, 5.5 months old, and he's already wearing 9-month-old clothes.
Wow, big kid. Are you gonna work him to train him to get in the arena at all?
Oh, he's got to learn to fight bulls. He doesn't have a choice.
Wow, Grandpa says it, and that's so funny because now I can actually call you Grandpa without you coming back on me too bad.
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, like I said, you know, this has really been a fantastic show, and you know, I really hope we will, at some point, we'll get the callers coming back online. I think a lot of them are just a little intimidated by having such a big name here on our show, but man, this is what it's all about, sitting back, talking a little rodeo, and I know you've got a big weekend ahead, and like I said, I know the fans are going to be missing out. I wish I was a fly on that wall with you and Miles traveling up to Colorado together. That's going to be a good trip.
I'm going to look forward to it, and just getting to visit with my old buddy. You know, Miles and I, we've fought a lot of bulls together at a lot of different rodeos, and it's always fun just to get together and share some old times.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, speaking of that, you guys are actually, you're going to be heading on down to Woodville, Texas, May 5th, if my memory serves me correctly. Is that right?
That would be for Mr. Pat and Pam Taylor.
That's right. Bulls in the Woods, and that's going to be a big event, too. A lot of the fans try to make that event. It's going to be a long bull ride. I mean, it's going to be like an all-day event. I mean, they start early, and they run a lot of bulls through there, and there's a lot of bull riders, and they've got a protection-style match. And are they going to be doing any freestyle at this one?
I believe there's a freestyle match also.
And I know that I believe you and Miles are going to be out there in the arena, and, man, it's just going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have the opportunity to be down there with you guys and see you. And, of course, last time was right down there in Livingston. And, you know, seeing you and Miles together is just always, man, it's just a blast. And, you know, when you put two veterans like that with a lot of these young guns, and it just makes for one heck of a good time.
Heck, if they put up enough added money in that protection match, Miles and I are liable to crack out.
Well, I wouldn't put it past you. Just don't let Carla know.
We'll be coming after Eric Schwint and Logan Blaisdell to set them down a notch or two. I just got a text.
Yeah, kind of let them recognize. And I know that they're still right around the corner there with you. They haven't pulled out yet, have they?
Well, they're sitting here listening, cackling in the other room there.
I hear you. So, well, I got to ask you: are you guys out? Are you guys in the house, or are you guys out in the man cave?
Oh, the boy! They've been staying in the man cave.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that is certainly the Cowboys' room right there. And man, I'll tell you, have you had them pull the sled for you at all this week?
Oh yeah, they pull the sled. They both been roping.
Oh wow. Good deal.
All kinds of fun.
You bet. Well, one of these days we'll have to make a trip back down there. I know I need to go down there and raid your garden and get a few more peppers to bring back here to Oklahoma.
I just planted peppers.
Did you really?
Just planted new peppers and jalapenos and tomatoes.
Well, you know, and to be honest with you, I've never actually planted peppers. How long does it take for them to grow in?
It won't take too long. They'll be ready, you know, month and a half, 6 weeks. You should start having some pepper. Actually, two of the little pepper plants that I bought already had a pepper on them. So I'm looking for those to come on pretty quick.
Good deal. Well, it won't be too much longer. I'll be coming down there, so, because I really enjoyed those peppers. They're good. If the fans out there that are tuned in, if you have not had some of those peppers down there from Texas, you got to get on down there. And I wouldn't recommend just walking up there to Rob Smith's garden, but you might want to knock on the door and ask first.
There was a couple hot ones in there last year.
They sure were. They sure were. I think we got a hold of some of those. But well, Rob, you know, as we kind of wind down the show here today, of course, you know, on the Making A morning shows, we always have a little cowboy logic, and of course, I think everything that you have to talk about is really good cowboy logic for us all. But you got anything you want to kind of throw out there and share a little bit?
You know, all I could really want to end things with is a lot like I did on RFD, is that for anybody out there that's been struggling and having some tough times with things, you know, that may have been searching for answers in the wrong direction, you know, what we've got to do is we need to turn to the Lord, you know, and that's coming from a guy that, I mean, I've gone in the wrong direction plenty of times in my life, that we just got to ask him for forgiveness, acknowledge that he died for our sins, and then just turn it over to him and open your heart. You know, I think one of the things that people really get in the habit of doing is, you know, they say, oh, yeah, I pray, you know. Well, so many of us pray, and we work through it pretty quick, and we say amen, and we jump up, and we're running. You know, everything's so fast-paced anymore that sometimes we need to pray for something, and then it doesn't hurt to just stop, stay on those knees a little bit longer, and just see what he puts on our heart.
Yeah,
you know,
well, you know, wouldn't you know it, here the last 5 minutes of the show, we would actually get a caller. So what do you think? We bring him on here real quick, Rob.
Okay, bring him on. Hello.
Well.
Hello.
Hello,
you got me? I'm not a him, I'm a her.
Okay, yes, ma'am. How are you today?
I am just wonderful. I just wanted to make a comment about your announcing, Rob. I'm up from Kearney, Michigan, where you do the Kearney Roundup Rodeo.
Yes,
and I think your voice is plenty manly enough. And I also believe that you do an awesome job explaining the rodeo to some of these people up here that don't really understand the sport and all that. I think you do just a fabulous job.
Well, thank you very much. I sure appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll be in Kearney. Heck, it'll be here before we know it.
June 4th or something like that. I can't remember. I just talked to Nancy the other night, and she was telling me about it, so I'm real excited to see you, and keep up God's good work. I read your post daily on Facebook, and I'm right with you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, and we'll see you at the rodeo, and I'll see you at Cowboy Church up there.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for the phone call.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, that's a Rob, that's a great way to kind of wrap up the show here, man. It's you know, it's nice to hear from people that really respect what you do out there, and kind of gets us all fired up, man. I'm about out of coffee, but that right there just kind of threw a new spark in me.
Yep, I'm gonna go have to fire up another pot now.
you betcha. Well, I'm sure you'll be out there having those boys maybe drag that sled around one or two more times before they head out, huh?
They might have to before they drive off today.
That's right. Well, Rob, I, you know, just before we had our caller, obviously, you know, I got to say, you're exactly right. And I know exactly what you're talking about because you shared those same words with me. You know, we all go through rough times. And you know, it is really nice to be able to comfort those. I mean, one word that really sticks out with me is just like you're saying about praying and saying those prayers. Sometimes we get desperate or we feel desperate, like we have nowhere else to go, and we pray, but we don't stop and listen, you know? And that's one thing that you shared with me that really stuck in my mind and will, I think, you know, for the rest of my life is, you know, if we're too busy praying, when do we have time to stop and listen for God's answer? So it's just something that's a great word out there. It's good cowboy logic.
The other thing I want to put on everybody's heart is, too, that it's not about religion. It's not about Jesus didn't come here and show up as a Catholic. He didn't show up as a Protestant. He didn't show up as a Mormon. He showed up as Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. And all we have to do, it's about having a relationship with Him. And when you talk, it's no set way that you have to talk to Him. You should be able to talk to the Lord just like we're talking right here on this phone right now.
That's right. You are right about that. Well, Rob, I got to tell you, we are glad to have you back here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and I know that, you know, the shows, we'll get them over there to robsmets.com. And for all the fans out there, you know, you got to go check out robsmets.com and your blogs. You know, you try to stay up to date on those and, you know, keep everybody informed and in tune as to what's going on. And, of course, your Facebook, you know, just like that young lady, you know, calling in, you know, it's so great to hear your word every morning out there.
For the fans out there that are looking at Rob Smets on Facebook, go to sign in, hit the like button on the Rob Smets, the one on the pages part of Facebook. My Rob Smets has got a picture of myself and my dad with a background picture of Crooked Nose. That page is full, so sending in a friend request, it doesn't do any good because I can't take any more on that page.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Rob, well, what do you say we try to do this again next week? And, man, have a great weekend.
Let's try it. And in the words of my good friend Marty Martak, remember who you are and what you stand for.
That's right. God bless, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Adios. God bless. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
God.